Suspect remains at large almost 2 years after his father's slaying. Taru Sakai was held in 1987 after his father's death, but was released for lack of evidence. Now, police say they have a case, but the suspect is gone. November 6th, 1989. On December 3rd, 1987, Los Angeles police had Taru Sakai right where they wanted him, in a North Hollywood jail cell, under arrest on suspicion of his father's murder. But the one thing they didn't have at the time was the body of his father, Takashi Sakai, a wealthy Japanese businessman who had lived in Tarzana. Without the body or any other conclusive evidence that a murder had occurred, Taru Sakai, then 21, was released uncharged after 2 days in jail. The police never got another chance to arrest the diminutive former UCLA student. By the time investigators found the victim's body and the evidence they needed to charge his son with the slaying, Taru Sakai had vanished. Today, after nearly 2 years of sifting through more than 500 leads and traveling as far as Washington in one direction and Tokyo in the other, investigators say they have no clue as to Taru Sakai's exact whereabouts. They say one of Los Angeles's most notable crimes in recent years remains at an unusual standstill. It has been solved, police say, but the suspect remains free. "We're still looking for Taru. We still get clues," said Detective Jay Rush, "but he's in the wind." It is frustrating when you know who killed someone and why, but you can't catch him. It's more frustrating than an unsolved case. The Takashi Sakai case was unsolved for most of 1987. The 54-year-old founder of the Beverly Hills-based Pacific Partners, a subsidiary of World Trade Bank, disappeared after leaving his office April 20, 1987. At first, the case was handled as a missing person investigation, but detectives quickly suspected foul play. They regarded the sudden disappearance of Sakai, who used the name Glenn in the United States, as unusual because he was in the middle of a major business deal. His Mercedes-Benz was found at Los Angeles International Airport, but a fingerprint found on the parking stub was not his. Because Sakai, a former president of the Little Tokyo Chamber of Commerce, was well-known and influential in international business circles, authorities theorized he might have been kidnapped. The missing person case was turned over to the Robbery Homicide Division, which handles kidnappings.